Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rich Childs. Batting seventh. The DH, Randy Bez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Royal Stillman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Barrios scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta scores. Gamble moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a fly ball into right field. Childs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Childs moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bez hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillman hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive towards first. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Essien is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Garr steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillman hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Bazz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bazz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bazz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bazz for the out. Shiles moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Shiles moves to third. Two outs. Danford pinch hits for Bob Randall. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Perlazzo now playing second base. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Essien moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. Essien tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-1. White Sox. Jim Schellenbach now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essien tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Henry Cruz now playing left field. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Johnson now pitching. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Stillman is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.